Is this the Krusty Krab?
No, this is Hard Rock Lunch Box.
Is this the Krusty Krab?
No, this is Hard Rock Lunch Box.
Is this the Krusty Krab?
No, this is Hard Rock Lunch Box. I'm not a Krusty Krab.
Greetings and salutations, members of the Hard Rock Lunchbox, and of course, the Top 20. It is a beautiful March 14th, 2024. Here in the Northeast, it looks like we are poised to set a warmth record. So, happy Pi Day, everybody, for all you math nerds out there. Happy Pizza Pie Day out there for everybody that loves pizza, and that should really only be for the tri-state area. I think the rest of us are growing very, very tired of other states talking about their pizza. We will allow New Jersey to talk about it, but it's mainly going to be New York. And if you're talking about how good your pizza is in Florida, I think that tells you all you need to know about Florida. So, okay. Although I've never had a good slice of pizza in Florida. I've never had a good slice of pizza in Pennsylvania or Connecticut either. I don't know what it is. They're real close. They really should be able to pull it off, and yet they don't. If you're asking me about my hat and why I'm wearing my hat, I am trying an experiment. I recently got a slew of negative comments on some of the shorts I've been posting. I'm so very new at this situation, so I just don't really know what it is that I'm doing. So here's what I did. So I've been posting the bumpers from the show as kind of like an advertisement to the show for a little while. It's the intro of the Top 20. If you never watched the Top 20, I really wish you would watch the Top 20, because I really do put some time and effort into it, at least the first minute. Because I think it's just funny, like I say all the time, like I really like having everything out of context, just like kind of bumped up together there, so I really kind of enjoy that. I've been doing that, and then about a month ago, I think, I started running that intro through this AI program so that it could caption it for me. Captioning stuff takes so long, and it doesn't take like so long, like, oh my God, I can't believe how long this takes. It takes so long in the sense it's like, oh my God, this is so much longer than it ought to, because you have to time everything. Like, not only can I can kind of figure out what I'm saying, but the timing of it is time consuming to type in the video stuff that I use, so I don't do it. So I use this AI thing to help do it. It's the same one that the guys over at Bacon Is My Podcast use, so I know it was vetted at least. To be at least a decent program, so I did that, and that seemed to be cool for that. But what it's really designed to do, and this was kind of a big change and eye opener for me, because for someone that works in tech a lot, I really know very little about tech very often, because I don't deal in a lot of bleeding edge technologies. I just burned out on it years ago. I know there are lots of people that super geek out on this stuff. I don't have the time. I think. Like, my dad, when he got a little bit older, started, like, checking into all this new sort of stuff, but I think he had a lot more time, so if I ever have, like, a lot more time, I'd probably be a lot more interested. Right now, I'm basically just trying to get out of every single day alive, so I don't really have the time to do all that. What I was saying is that what this AI program is basically designed to do, it's designed to take an entire podcast or any video segment, but like, you know, hours long if you want. And it goes through and analyzes sections of it for you and tells you what it thinks is the most relevant and most important part of what this entire block of stuff. So if I take the entire top 20, which is anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes long, and I run it through there, what it does is it spits out a bunch of videos. Hey, this seems relevant, and it actually grades it. It tells you why, like, oh, this is an interesting topic, this is something people are talking about right now, all that other stuff. So I figured I'd give it a shot. So I ran it through last Saturday, and just to see what it would come up with. And I got to tell you, I was really, really quite impressed with the job it did. I mean, it gave me 12 videos, 12 shorts, sort of. I have to fine tune it because some of them were like just too long. But it gave me like 12 shorts, and of them, I thought 8 were actually pretty good. I had to trim a couple of them because it just kind of went on into other stuff. And I don't know why it didn't catch that. But again, it's not a perfect algorithm. Anybody in AI and GPT chat will tell you that it's just not, it's not a perfected algorithm. But what it is a pretty useful tool, and it saved me a little bit of time. I mean, granted, it's adding more time because now it's something I actually have to look at, but I get a whole other product out of it, which I think might be interesting. So what I started doing this week is I posted a couple of those shorts to see what would happen. And I'll probably do that whenever I have time. I can't guarantee that I'm going to do it every week because it's just, I don't know. But of the ones I posted one that was talking about the right to work state, North Carolina, that I talked about last week. That actually did pretty well. People seemed to enjoy that. And then I talked about how inflation is still bad, but the rest of the economy is doing pretty well. Now, that's statistically factual and accurate, and you know we can discuss it, but we can't really argue it because the metrics that people use to determine if an economy is healthy or not are almost all in favor of Biden's handling of the economy so far. With the one notable exception, this whole inflation shrinkflation thing is still not under control at all. And I know that the feds, the ones that regulate our interest rate, are trying to do what they set out to do, which is, and they have, they've been bringing like inflation's down to like 3.2 or 3.4% over the past month, which is way better than the 7% it was, right? So like what they're doing is working, but they can't seem to combat this one extra level of thing, which I think is the corporate greed thing, which I've been talking about for a couple of weeks here. Companies just don't want to give up on their extended pricing, right? Like they've raised prices, they don't want to give that up. Why would they? Like, you know, if costs go down, but there's, you know, people are still paying $3 for whatever, then why would they drop it? Like, there are very few areas of the country, or very few areas of the economy, rather, that exhibit that. Now, I know, for me, where I've noticed it, and this might be funny to you, it certainly was funny to me, where I've watched prices actually come down, aside from gas, which sort of changes and fluctuates, but in the other areas of the economy, the other sectors, where I've noticed in my personal life where actually prices have gone down is in the cost of Jameson. Jameson whiskey, for some reason, seems to be inflation-proof, and I really, really, really appreciate that, because it saves me a few bucks every month or so when I go buy another bottle of Jameson. So I appreciate that. But other areas, especially anything that's corporately you know, and publicly traded, those prices don't seem to be coming down. And I know that states' attorneys general are starting to actually look into some of this because some of it might fall under price gouging, which of course makes sense. Now, I was talking a couple weeks ago about how corporations are dealing with the minimum wage issue, the minimum wage that's getting raised, by passing that on to consumers, which isn't exactly the right thing to do because corporate profits have been rising. And the reason they've been rising is because the minimum wage and labor costs have not been going up over the past 10 years. Well, now they just went up pretty much across the board through a lot of states. And instead of the corporate, you know, entities being like, yep, that's fair, what they did is they're raising their prices so they keep their same corporate profits. So if you're paying a lot more stuff for places like at Amazon or, you know, Trader Joe's or the supermarkets, if they're those corporate supermarkets, that's why. Because they do not want to cut into their corporate profits that they were making extra of because they were paying their workers so little. And now the majority of Americans, like 80%, do believe that everybody should be getting a fair wage, like a minimum wage. Like that's what that's for. And the reality is that most people that are working, you know, at most people in the country that are working at minimum wage cannot afford the basic requirements of them to live. That's, you know, food, housing, you know, shelter, that kind of stuff. They can't afford it. Like, it's coming, like, even just housing is coming into, like, 40 to 50 to 60% of their take-home pay, which is not something that's supposed to be. Like, minimum wage is supposed to mean, hey, this, if you work 40 hours and you make this amount, you can live this life. Like, a, you know, a decent apartment or, you know, a starter house or some, a starter house maybe with, like, two incomes and stuff like that. Like, that's what that is, but that's what that metric is designed for. But again, because prices are still so high, a lot of the reason is because of corporate greed. And then you have cases like where public utilities, where you're dealing with like companies like PSEG or, you know, or insurance even, or the MTA. I mean, the MTA is just so full of grift. It is just unbelievable. Like, it is amazing to me that the largest train, you know, the largest, what is that, the port authority in the world, really just falls short all the time. Now, I will say, aside from I think it's being terribly mismanaged, I think there is so much theft at the MTA. And, you know, we always hear about, like, turnstile jumpers and, you know, people that don't pay their tolls. And I will tell you, there was something that happened last weekend that they reported on the news. I don't know if anybody heard about it, but, like, I was literally blown away by this because I didn't think this was this big a problem. So the state, so New York State and New York City got together and they formed a task force, the largest task force ever on this particular subject, which is, it's a combination of like MTA theft, but it's also this whole crime thing that's been going on in New York City because people are just more empowered and more emboldened to commit more crimes. So what they did is they formed this task force to go after fake and stolen license plates. Because what's happening in New York City in the five boroughs is that people are, and shielded license plates. So people are stealing license plates. So, and according to Mayor Eric Adams, I mean, you could take this for whatever that's worth, but according to Mayor Adams, people are like basically changing their plates, committing crimes like shoplifting or B&Es and stuff like that. Not a BEC. That's a bacon, egg, and cheese. That's allowed. Breaking and entering is not allowed. Breaking, egg, and cheese, allowed and encouraged. B&Es, not so much. And honestly, like, if you're going to get just a bacon and egg and you're not adding the cheese, like, what are the troops even fighting for? But, so they're committing these crimes and then they're leaving and then they're changing the plates back because then you can't, you know, the traffic cams in New York City can't find them or whatever. But one of the other things they're doing is they're toll dodging, which is effectively like turnstile jumping, right? So if you cross the Verrazano, which is like, I don't know, $1,000 at this point in a toll, and the cat, like, you don't have an easy pass and you go through, they take a picture of your license plate and then they send you a ticket or a bill. But if you have a fake license plate or a non-readable license plate, so you put one of those screens over it, they can't do that. And I know, like, a lot of people in my listening audience will always argue that, you know, like, tolls and taxes and stuff, like, they're not fair and we're paying too much of it. And I'm not disagreeing at all. I think the amount that we pay in tolls and taxes, especially here in New York, is just bananas. And I would love to have somebody, like, I would love to send my personal accountant over to just audit it and see where all the money's going. I mean, I have ideas, and maybe I can talk about that at another point, because I listen to a lot of local news now, like New York City news, and I'm hearing where a lot of that money goes, but that's neither here nor there. So what I wanted to say about this, though, is that the problem is everyone gets really pissed about, like, when people, like, you know, tax us or we have to pay tolls and stuff like that. But they're never really interested in looking at the bigger problem, which is why when people don't pay their fair, other people don't pay their fair share, right? When, if you have 50 people going over the Throgs Neck Bridge, paying whatever $9 the toll is, and you have, for every 50 people, you have 20 people that are dodging that toll, the amount that it costs to maintain that bridge doesn't change, right? So if you have 20 people that are just skirting the system, like, the other 50 have to make up for that. And that's why I don't understand why people get mad at the wrong things, right? This was my issue with Trump and the fraud charges in New York City, because and I'm not arguing whether or not he did anything wrong. I mean, he did, but, like, I'm not arguing it. what happened in New York City in that in the fraud case is that he he valued his assets at, you know, some ridiculous number so he could get loans, because if you have higher collateral you get better rates on loans, and then he devalued them for taxes. Now imagine if you're a homeowner, right? Just imagine you're a homeowner. So let's say you have a $500,000 house. Like, that's what it costs on Long Island. $500,000 house, wherever the hell you live on Long Island, right? So let's say you go to the bank and you want to get a loan on that, like a HELOC or something, or just even refinance. And you get an assessor to come out. And the assessor, you know, or you tell the bank that the assessor says, hey, my home is worth $700,000. Can I get a loan on that? If you get a bigger loan, you usually get a smaller interest rate, right? Because if you do like a $50 loan, like, it's going to be a higher interest rate because it's not worth it for the banks. So you get a bigger loan, you get a lower interest rate, which is good. That's great. But now if you take that same assessment and you tell the state or your county, like, no, my house is only worth $250,000. Well, they assess based on that. Well, they don't here, but if they did, if they were assessing your property taxes based on what your value was, then you just lied to the state and you're paying a cheaper tax bill. That's how a lot of corporate property taxes work, because it's based on the value and all that other stuff. Whereas it's kind of predetermined here. Like on Long Island, it's like your house is this big, it's in this district, blah, blah, blah. That's what it is, right? You can claim deductions if your house is like dilapidated and stuff like that. But my point is, when you do that, you're paying less in taxes. The cost for your county or your town to run doesn't change. What you did is scam the system. And by the system, you saving money from the system means that all your neighbors have to pay more. In South Huntington, where I live, one of the biggest problems we have with property taxes is the fact that we have a lot of rentals. We have a lot of rentals in the Huntington Station area. Most places with a station area have that. They're rentals, they're usually immigrants, they're usually low income. Now, landlords get discounts when they don't actually live in the place that they have. They get discounts on their property taxes, which means they are not paying the same amount of property taxes as everybody else. On top of that, these low income places tend to have more people shoved in there. Not always, and I'm not being racist, it's a statistic that I know for a fact because I've done the research in South Huntington. So when you have more people shoved into a smaller place, they are using a greater proportion of resources than other people in different places that have less people shoved into a place. So what you have is you have a bunch of people not paying their fair share, so the rest of the people have to pay more. So this is what happened in the Trump case. He paid a lot less because he lied to the state about what his assets were worth. So he ended up paying a lot less in taxes. It's a total scam. It's what most people try and do. I'm not blaming the former president for it. Like, if that's the game and that's the loophole, try and pay as less little taxes as you can. Then that's the game. Then that's the game and we should all be doing it. But my point is that the repercussions of that is that that tax base does not change the cost of running the city, the cost of running the state, and you can have your own issues with them. But if it costs $1 million to run the city and somebody is not paying, you know, half of that in taxes, the rest of us have to pay in taxes. And for whatever reason, most people get mad at the people that are asking for the taxes as opposed to the people that are scamming and not paying their fair share. Now, I was raised correctly, so I get mad at the people that are actually just fucking it up for the rest of us, because that's not okay. And if you're stealing from, you know, the state, you're stealing from all of us, and we should be mad at you for it. So that long-ass intro, what they did this weekend, which I thought was hysterical, is that they set up this task force and they went after all these dudes that were had switch plates, had fake plates, had, guard shields on them, screen readers so they couldn't be read. And because of that, they arrested like 70-something people. This is a weekend. 70-something people trying to go over bridges or in tunnels with, you know, whatever. They probably had bench warrants or whatever. They arrested 8 people. They impounded 70 plus vehicles, and they gave out like over 220 summonses for this stuff. Like, first offense, like doing that, like, it's a summons. It's not a violent crime. It's petty larceny, probably at best. That's awesome. Like, dude, that is so awesome. Like, if you're one of those people that's going over the bridge or going through the tunnels with a screen guard on so you don't have to pay the toll, good. Like, I am super glad that you're getting busted for that, because I pay my toll every time I go over, because I believe in stuff like infrastructure. I am a huge, huge fan of being able to get to Jersey without having to swim there. So I think it's important for all of us to realize that things like infrastructure are important. I would personally kill people to get that bridge built from the Seaford Oyster Bay over to Connecticut, because it would shave 9 days off my travel time every time I'm trying to go anywhere except elsewhere on Long Island. I am also all for a bridge or a tunnel from Sunken Meadow State Park over to Connecticut as well. That is a much longer trip and a much harder thing, and I think until we're out there 3D printing bridges and tunnels, I just don't think that that's going to happen. But I'm a big believer in that kind of stuff, and I think it's super important that we as a society evaluate how important it is that we have infrastructure. If you've ever looked at a country, a third world country, that antiquated term, and seen like, oh my God, how do these people get there, get from here to here, and you see them like 10 people in a cart behind a donkey, and not even the cool donkey like on Shrek, just a regular old burro, and they're just trying to get through this dirt road, like maybe look around and thank the people that we have an infrastructure, but it does kind of cost money, and people just want all this stuff for free. And when you ever talk to people like, I don't want to have to pay any taxes, it's like, okay, well, what exactly do you want to have, like clean water or like the FDA or like health inspections for restaurants and food? And do you like that highway? Like, do you want it plowed? Like, all these things cost money. Libraries, firemen, police officers, like subways, train, like, you know, all these things actually cost money. Could you imagine if we had a private police department? You have any idea how many people would not be paying for that? Like, or a fire department for that matter? Like, hey man, I don't want to pay for the fire department. All of a sudden your house catches on fire. It's like, hey, where the fuck is the fire department? Like, I had so much more to talk about, and I really had no intention of talking about any of that. I wanted to talk about why I was wearing the hat. I wanted to do an experiment and see if my comments actually get more positive because I'm wearing an American flag on my hat. To be fair, this is the same hat I wear every single week. I usually just wear it backwards. So, if that suddenly looks more familiar to you, it's the same goddamn hat. I am a proud American. I am a proud patriot. I believe in this country. I believe in a lot of it. What I don't believe in is the people that are constantly trying to scam this great nation in the guise of freedom and liberty, because they don't have the first idea what freedom or liberty is. Especially when they're like, why don't you just try that in another country? It's like, yeah, why don't you try that in another country? Let me know how that goes. I watched a clip this morning of some dude talking about how great the Constitution was, because even though he said, and this is, I'm paraphrasing, but he said, even though like men, women, and black people were, you know, all deserve dignity in the eyes of God, they do not all deserve the right to vote. The founding fathers had it correct when only white men were allowed to vote. And I was like, man, that is some pickup line. I mean, I don't know if that really works anywhere outside a Trump rally, but that is literally what people are saying, like, in public, out loud, to people with microphones that are recording them, because they actually believe that. Like, does that sound like freedom or liberty to you? No, not to me either. So, before I go on any longer, which nobody wants, including me, I do have a slight show announcement. I mean, not really, but just so you know, like, Rebel 9 has released another single. I did have a very long battle with a lyric video for the song Into the Afternoon, which is the second single, which we released months ago at this point. Aaliyah is already out, if you haven't noticed. Please go check that out on Spotify, Apple, and everywhere else. But I finally did get a lyric video done for Into the Afternoon. It's not terribly exciting, so I'm sorry about that. But people do like to see lyric videos so they can see what the lyrics of songs actually are, because Spotify is now screwing that up as well. I post every single set of lyrics to every single song we have on Spotify and Apple. Sometimes Spotify doesn't feel like playing them. I don't know why. They didn't ask me. But we did finally get a lyric video done for Into the Afternoon, and it actually goes live on YouTube today at 2 p.m., which is coincidentally right at the end of the Hard Rock Lunchbox. So I'll know for a fact you have nothing more pressing to do at that time. So if you go to youtube.com/Rebel9Band, don't ask me why it's Rebel9Band. It's a long, stupid story. Completely my fault. You'll be able to check it out, and you can actually just get notified if you go there right now, and it'll tell you when it goes live in about 90 minutes. But in the meantime, if you just can't wait that long, I got you covered.
Yell inside. how you've grown. Thinking like the rest of them. Reminisce of simple days of old. Good times giving up, cause you never try. It is my hope we'll be grinning once again. Cause no one ever knows when the story's gonna have to end. It is my
minutes since I heard some Veda on the box. Let's fix that now, shall we?
Time. And all that came was a
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
And it was all your fault. Also.
It's called Farsight. Apparently, they're local. They are Amityville-based. So if you haven't heard of them before, like me, you can't say that tomorrow. So that's cool. That is not Melissa's music. Moment. I forget what we call it. Ridiculous moment. I forget. But it's not that. That's coming up. So have no fear. In the meantime, though, I've got some Jackknife for you. I see absolutely no plans for them to do anything in the coming future, so the best you're going to get is me playing them, apparently. But if you happen to be a creep or of the creep persuasion, they've got a call for you.
Every day. 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of...
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
To tell you, man, the post that I put up about the people that dismembered and disseminated those body parts on Long Island, like, it's drawing so much like negative attention, and I do not understand why this is. And I don't know if it's just like my just aggressive nature, or I just, you know, work people or rub people the wrong way at this point. Like, I'm trying to say something very simple here that people just don't understand. And I'm wondering if it's me, but I think it's still people that are just believing in stuff that they want to believe in so much that they don't even bother listening to what the point is. And I'm like trying to I don't care enough. But like internal to me, the problem I'm having is that the kind of incorrectitude that people are taking on some of these issues is just, it's just bananas. And I'm not even talking about, you know, what I was saying about, like, the prosecutors and the police. I'm talking about bail reform specifically. And it's so frustrating that people just don't seem to understand what this thing is and why it's important. And I'm starting to believe that it's not that they don't understand. They just simply don't give a shit because they want to talk about what they want to talk about. And what's important to them is what's important to them. And I haven't been on Facebook in so long having these conversations that I've kind of forgotten what it's like. But I'm having them again. And it's very reminiscent of people just talking outside their issues. Like, and I remember, like, I've lost several good friends over exactly this sort of thing because I've called them out on exactly this. Like, if you bother to want to discuss something, discuss what I'm discussing with you. If you want to discuss something else, like, go ahead. Like, you bring it up and I'll discuss it with you. But if you're trying to, like, rope something I've said into something else, like, stop. Just don't bother. I'm not interested in your issues. I have enough trouble with mine and I'm just dealing with mine. It's just... it's just so unbelievably annoying. But I think it'll probably be worth talking about in the second hour. So if anybody's interested on my take on bail reform, and just bail reform specifically, not this particular case that's going on, because I really could give a shit less at this point. I'm just glad it wasn't me that was killed and, you know, corpse mutilated and all that other stuff. But then all I can do is be happy about that. I mean, yeah, I'd rather win the lottery than win that particular lottery. I'd rather win the money lottery, but... I don't know, man. Hey, this will cheer you up. It'll cheer me up. It's a little all-new episode. Relax.
Summer days gone away.
Leaves keep falling down. Not once, not never. Nope. Whose chair is that? Who bought that goddamn chair here? It's not my chair. Not my...
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
Not my problem, that's what I say.
That's Southeast, that's how it goes. Going into work or in the same drunk clothes. The rock star life, that's what we chose. Gonna make it to the top, baby, let's go. That's Southeast, that's how it goes. Going into work or in the same drunk clothes. The reggae star life, that's what we chose. Gonna make it to the top, baby, let's go. Wake up this morning, wipe the pool from my eyes. I'm feeling hungover cause I partied all night. I'm gonna be late for work and my boss is gonna know. So I'm speeding on the freeway and I ran a red light. Cops pull me over, but might have to fight. Cause I can't afford to lose the shop, the rent is due tonight. My boys hit me up, another party's in sight. But I gotta wait till five to take the fun to new heights. That's Southeast, that's how it goes. Going into work or in the same drunk clothes. The rock star life, that's what we chose. Gonna make it to the top, baby, let's go. That's Southeast, that's how it goes. Going into work or in the same drunk clothes. The reggae star life, that's what we chose. Gonna make it to the top, baby, let's go. Party a go on long time, but it not start yet. When we reach the door, that's when them get set. Clothes, shoes, watch me look good. Every gal want a piece, if only she could. Liquor and beer, and of course the wine. Yes, I see her body gyrate all over mine. She's never ever new, tick-tock on time. Lock it up like a crime, then stop on a dime.
Now I keep it punk rock, make a living off of women getting twisted on shots. Get decisions I envision while she's sitting on top. Sucker mom, Ichiban, Giga Bomb, make them drop. The rhythm that's within them, it makes the girls smiley. Her eyes be fiery, burned into my psyche. Drank all night so sprightly and politely. Boarded down Pisces, soon to be my wifey.
That's how beast, that's how it goes. Going into work or in the same drunk clothes. The rock star life, that's what we chose. Gonna make it to the top, baby, let's go. That's how beast, that's how it goes. Going into work or in the same drunk clothes. The reggae star life, that's what we chose. Gonna make it to the top, baby, let's go. That's how beast, that's how it goes. Going into work or in the same drunk clothes. The rock star life, that's what we chose. Gonna make it to the top, baby, let's go. That's how beast, that's how it goes. Going into work or in the same drunk clothes. The reggae star life, that's what we chose. Gonna make it to the top, baby, let's go.
Yeah, it's a little Aqua Cherry for you. Just a couple more here, and there's a little local block that we're doing. It must be about 10, 12, maybe even longer years. Might even be longer years than that since we played with a band called Wiretap Crash. I do not think they're around anymore. I honestly have no idea. My finger is not exactly on the pulse of anything these days, but man, I used to love this song.
Are we to believe that boiling water soaks into a grit faster in your kitchen than on any place on the face of the earth?
I don't know.
Well, perhaps the laws of physics cease to exist on your stove. Were these magic grits? I mean, did you buy them from the same guy who sold Jack his...
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
Objection, Your Honor.
Within each of us is not only the capacity to love and hate, but to take that final step to be not only a creator, but a destroyer, a mad, unreasoning killer.
I've gotten used to all your lies, like breathing, try stealing others' hearts you may attach to. In my absence, don't hold back you.
Might wanna contemplate the thought you're still alive before you bat those eyes and take a new one home tonight. Soon enough you'll lose your scent and glimmer in your eyes, but we're all in a haze just for you. Considered and a never mind. We're obsessively possessor, us can get in line. Well aware that this attraction is a sacrifice, but what do you expect from a killer?
It's time for Mel's musical moment. That's what we call this section or segment or whatever. And she's taken it upon herself, rightfully so, to pick a St. Paddy's Day themed one, which I completely forgot. St. Paddy's Day was this weekend. Happens to be opening day for the Hurricanes. We're playing in East Islip, if nobody's interested. We're actually going to be really short players, and it's actually for the best possible reason that we're going to have a limited team. The reason is because the Whitman Wildcats women's basketball team took the Long Island State Championship, and they're on their way up to Albany. The Long Island Championship, they're up to Albany now to play in the Final Four for New York State this weekend. We wish them the best of luck, and as always, it is a perfectly acceptable excuse to miss a soccer game if you're going to win something as important as the State Cup. So, good luck to you, Wildcats. sure you'll make us proud. Well, you've already made us proud, but maybe you'll even make us more proud. And we'll just see you next week for our own Long Island Cup, and we'll see if we can recapture the victory there. Not likely, but you never know. And you got to be in it to win it, right? Yeah, of course. Something like that. But anyway, here's your St. Paddy's fueled Mel's musical moment. I think we can all sing along with this one.
When you read, you
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
Yeah, so last... Sorry. So, excuse me. Excuse me, Mr. Novelist, sir. So last week, I played my first song from the band Era. It was called Cure, I think. I think that was the one I played. And I told everybody that gave a shit that I was going to listen more into Era. I have found a truly remarkably good band. And they are a little more diverse than I thought, but I found it interesting because it seemed like song after song after song sounded like other bands. And I don't necessarily have a problem with that per se. Like, it's fine. I feel like that's really, like, one of the things that Rebel 9 does actually really well is start to sound like other bands, but not quite. And that's just where you see influences kind of sneak in, which I'm all about. But it was funny because I heard parts of, like, Wage War and Dance Gavin Dance and, like, a lot of other post-hardcore bands. And I'm not quite ready to announce that Era is my new favorite post-hardcore band because I think that would be premature and unfair. But I will tell you, I grabbed a lot of songs that I'm going to be playing for you over the coming weeks. I just can't play them all at once because I am not crazy bananas like that. But I do have this one. It's called Snowblood, and it's on the box.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
That's the latest from 10 years. Definitely digging that. Definitely digging that. So I'm going to take about 2 minutes, and I'm going to talk about bail reform because nobody wants to hear it. But I feel like if I can talk this out, not only will I feel like I'm sure about what I'm saying, but that anybody in my listening audience can either correct me or offer up some sort of philosophy as to like why I'm mistaken on this or everything else. Now, I guess the biggest issue that I just want to just say right away is, like, I am not in favor of bail reform. I feel like bail should always be set based on what a judge, a non-partisan, non-judgmental, like, you know, well, not judgmental, it's kind of his job, but, like, an impartial justice system would, you know, I think they should be able to look at the case, be like, this dude's a flight risk, or this dude's an animal, or whatever, and set what's appropriate. That's a perfect world. I don't think we live in a perfect world, and I think that's completely understandable. But what I want to say about that is that particular part of this has nothing to do with bail reform. Nothing at all. What bail reform addresses, in New York State, what bail reform addresses is the economic and social inequities that impede and cause judicial inequalities. That is something the Constitution prohibits and protects against with equal protection clauses, right? And the better example, and I've refined it recently because I was saying like poor black kids versus rich white kids. Race really does not belong in the equation at all. It does not need to be in the equation at all. So what I would ask everybody to consider is the following. Two absolutely equal 17-year-old kids, say, or 16-year-old kids, or 18, it doesn't even matter. Two even equal people, same race, same whatever, arrested for shoplifting, say. Say they're 18, they're arrested for shoplifting. They're adults, so there's going to be a court date, all that other stuff. Whatever they stole, everything's the same. Now, if they go to jail to be held over for trial because the judge deems that that's worthy, you can have two people in for the exact same crime, for the exact same... Now, keep in mind that nobody's been convicted. This is all pre-trial, pre-conviction, pre-jail. This is holding. This is before there's even a trial. So, remember, presumed innocent... Right, in this country, you're innocent until you're proved guilty. Everyone's presumed innocent, but like, we have bail for reasons, and they're understandable. But you have two identical people in for the exact same crime. They're the exact same race, they're the same gender, they're the same age. but let's say they're in and the bail is $100,000. I'm just putting a number out there. Usually the way bail bonds works, you have to put up 10%. That's $10,000, say. So let's say you have a rich kid, a rich family. Parents have dual income, say. Putting up $10,000 for a $100,000 bond, it's hard, but you can do it. You can borrow against your house. You can borrow against your car. Maybe you can. Maybe you have it in savings. Maybe you have it in stocks. Maybe you have it in retirement accounts. But let's say the other kid, say it's from a broken home, single mom, raising like two kids, lives paycheck to paycheck, rents an apartment, has no collateral, takes a bus to work, has no collateral, has no way to put up $10,000 for that $100,000 bond. That kid, that poor kid, gets to sit in jail because they cannot afford to post this bond. While the other kid, whose family has money, is able to get out and continue their life. Now, technically, it's their ability to assist in their defense. That's one of the reasons the Equality Clause is so important. But if you just look at it, and I'm always about the common sense and the sniff test of all of this. So if you put everything else equal except one's financial ability to post bond, does everybody understand why that's a problem? Because people with money are not any more or less likely to be guilty of a crime they are arrested for. Right? Like, everybody can understand that. People with less money are also not like any more or less likely to be guilty of the crime that they're suspected of, that they've been arrested for. That is the problem. That is also unconstitutional. And the reason that New York State went through bail reform, aside from a bunch of other political and partisan nonsense, the reason New York State went through bail reform is because that's unconstitutional. Now, I would argue that you could go one of two ways. You could either make a lot of these lesser crimes not bail eligible, so everybody gets out, which is what they did. Or you can say all these lesser crimes, nobody gets out, and nothing's eligible for bail. But you know who gets punished for that? Rich people. Because they want to be out on bail. It didn't really matter to poor people because they weren't out on bail, because they couldn't afford it. So the people that said no to no bail for everything are rich people because they don't want it. So now we've got only violent crimes, only violent felonies, and a few exceptions for some other misdemeanors. That's why we've got that, because rich people didn't want a no bail option. I don't blame them. I wouldn't want a no bail option either. I can afford it. I've got a few bucks. I could get one of my kids out of jail for, you know, a speeding ticket or whatever. I mean, I don't even know what you go to jail for anymore. But that's the problem. It's not fair, and there's not equal protection given in those cases. And people love to spout off about, like, what's right and what's wrong. But the simple fact of the matter is that our country and our state both have constitutions to them. Those are the rules of law that we've agreed to. And like I say every single time this comes up, if you don't like it, that's too bad. Because that is the charter for our little club that we signed up for here in America, in New York State. Yep, you can amend those constitutions, and I would, you know, say go ahead and do that. Call your state representative, call your congressman, get the constitution changed. But do not complain to me because you don't like something that's based and steeped in the actual rule of law in the great state and the great country we live in. That is why bail reform happened. That is why bail reform is important. And that is why it is not the fault of bail reform itself to why people think some people should be in jail without bail and some people shouldn't. I say no bail for anybody. How about that? Nobody wants that. Just me. It's a bad idea. You got to do something. You got to do something to make those things equal. And I will listen to absolutely anybody that comes up with a solution that solves that problem. But I'm tired of people complaining about how it's not fair. Not Fair left my vernacular in second grade because I'm an adult now. So figure it out. Figure out how to do that. Get back to me. And if you don't like what I had to say, you know how to reach me. Monty@cravingstrange.net. Speaking of things I may or may not like, Incubus keeps putting out new revisions, new reimaginations of their classic, all the classic songs off of Morning View. And I've got to tell you, they released Circles, which is one of my favorite, if not my favorite, Incubus song of all time. And I have to say, I'm really left with the impression of you just cannot improve on perfection. It's good, but man, it was perfect. Here's Incubus in the box.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
I feel like it has been way too goddamn long since I've heard some Day to Remember on this show. Let's fix that right now.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
I know I'm running a little bit late here, but I got a new one from Northlane and Carnival that I really, really dug, and I want to get it out into your ear holes because I'm cool like that.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
Yeah, man. Don't know what Caleb's so upset about. Good songwriter, writing good music, doing all right in the charts as far as I can tell. Yeah, man. Sorry, I ran long today, so we're going to just finish up with your weekly craving of the week with Craving Strange. Seems like an appropriate way to do. It's beautiful outside. Hopefully you can all get outside at some point. It's going to be a little rainy tomorrow, but don't worry. It's just overall, it's going to be good. It's going to get really cold again next week, so enjoy it while you can, please. I'm going to be doing some walking this week, hopefully. I expect to be, I'm fully expecting to be out on the soccer field Sunday afternoon with my beloved Hurricanes for their possibly final season, at least some of their final seasons. But yeah, man, it's a gift from the gods that control the sun and temperature and mainly wind from the southwest, because that's where all the warmth is coming from. Thank you for putting up with all the rest of my nonsense this week, talking a little bit about bail reform, talking about everything I was talking about at the beginning of the show, which honestly, I don't even remember what I was talking about. I think I was talking about AI and the clips and my hat with the American flag on it. I don't know. Honestly, I'll have to watch the Top 20 next week on Stranger Hit TV. Don't forget, Stranger Hit TV, there is a brand new episode of the Top 20 out. And also, don't forget, at 2 p.m. Eastern today, the lyric video for Into the Afternoon goes live on our on the YouTube page for Rebel 9. It's youtube.com/Rebel9Band. It'll just take you right there. I'd appreciate it if you give it a like, a listen, a subscribe, a follow, a nudge, a pudge. I don't even know what you can do with videos anymore, but please just do it all. Leave a comment, leave a note, leave an emoji. I don't care. Just make us look better. I will totally be your best friend forever. Thank you so much for all your help and support. Yada, yada, yada. Let's get on with your weekly craving of the week. We're going all the way back to the first record for this bad boy, and it seems appropriate. Not that tonight we're going to die for anything, but if we did, you know, at least we have a song for it. So here's your Craving Strange of the Week, and I will see you in exactly 1 week's time, minus 2 hours, when we do this all again, with or without cheese. Have yourself a great weekend, everybody. Here's Craving Strange on the box.